in order to get any good out of schooling, we'd have to enter into eighth grade. Mm-hmm. Well, we was a little bit small for the eighth, because they went to school until they were 21-year-olds in the eighth grade, just go over and over and over. And our dad had this timber job going. He said, well, if you want to, just lay out a year and drive the log team, and then you can start in. See, this was a summer term, actually. Then they had that split term. But we laid out the summer term, and then fall came. Well, I think I was 13-year-old was in with the eighth graders, who was 17 or 18-year-old. They just didn't advance them unless they could make the grade. They either made them or they stayed in that grade. I've been in the school with the 17, 18-year-olds when I was 10, 11. Great big old overgrown kids, couldn't learn nothing. They'd finally give up on them. They'd tell their parents, well, they can't learn anymore, or don't want to, or don't aim to, see. Either one of the three would disqualify
them. Disqualify them, yeah. Well, now, if a boy left home in the morning to go to school, but instead he went fishing, they'd say he... If he was supposed to go to school, but he did something else.
You mean if the boy did?
Yeah.
Played hooky.
Yeah. Yes. Now, what did you sit at school?
Well, when I first started, I went to school in a building, it wasn't twice as wide as this, and maybe as long as from here to the front, and it was the old Church of Christ, wooden building. And you can imagine about what kind of pews they had in there, and in that type of church, we sat on those, and we had to turn around right this way. In the second grade, I went in the old Methodist church, which has been tore down. We sat on the old pews. Then in the third grade, when I was promoted over to the real school building, we had double desks.
Oh, you did?
Two double. To the desk. And later on, we got the single desk, just like the... It didn't have the... A lot of times now they have a chair with a writing desk up the side.
Yeah.
But this was the old-time desk with the ink well, and you're placing under here for your books.
Well, now, you mentioned it, you gone to the movie. Where did you go to see a movie?
Well, they had at home, we would go to tent shows. They would come through here, especially the fall. Tent shows. And then occasionally someone would get energetic or ambitious, you might say, and put in a show in an old store building. And he'd either make money and continue it for indefinitely, till hot weather you couldn't stand in there and get hot, or he'd wouldn't make enough money or get tired of it and quit. But
would they call that a theater?
Well, I know we called it a show, moving picture show. But then when I got old enough to go by myself or go out with other boys or girls, we would go to Jonesboro,
and they had the Liberty
Theater down on Main Street. We called it the Bloody Bucket.
Because
that's where the Cheap Johnny shows were put on, and all the shoot 'em down short westerns. Sherlock Holmes and things like that. Then we had the Empire, which is a bus station in Jonesboro now. And then we had the, Paramount Theater. I can't think of the name of it right now. It was on Main Street. And then they built what is now the Strand. Between Main and the church is a real nice theater. And they built it about the time I got married. So they had good shows back then. Actually, theaters paid off more than they do now. Movie stars were something to look at on the screen and wonder if they was real life. See, it was really something. You picture heroes and your villains and all this, but now you see them on television until you almost despair. I see people on television that are supposed to be movie stars that I wouldn't give you one penny to see them